You can find him giving his weather forecast on TV10 WILX, and he's on the other end of our line. Hi, Andy.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Good. I'm going to blame you. I give you all the praise when we get the good weather. This is terrible. You know what? I happened to be at a kid's soccer game, and I saw yesterday, and I saw that the wind was blowing in from the north. So I guess old man winter is on his way.
Yeah, certainly. You know, no surprise to get a storm like this in the fall. We get a few of them, but it's such a dramatic turnaround from what was a well above normal start to this month. But yeah, all the signs indicate trying to get back to the 70s and 80s may be something we'll do next spring. So yeah, we're certainly going to be well below normal the rest of this month, that's for sure.
Now, seeing this storm come in, and I knew at the time that I was out at this soccer game getting drenched that we knew that we were going to have you on the program. Is a jet stream changing? Tell me why the drastic change.
Yeah, it certainly is changing, and that's typical as a you know, there's not as much sunshine anymore. And up in Canada, they're, you know, getting less and less sun. The air's getting colder up there. And, you know, they're already seeing snow in central Canada. And that colder air starts to settle southward. And you kick up these bigger storms when you still have a little bit of leftover summer battling that upcoming winter. And when you get those two big differences, you get these larger storm systems to form. But there has been a dramatic change. And we see the rest of the month that all the above normal readings are going to be out on the West Coast, and the return flow for us is going to be out of Canada a lot the rest of this month and probably into November and October, or November and December, which is very typical.
All right, once this rain gets out of here, we're going to have a nice weekend, though.
Yeah, you know, the storm system, while it wound up pretty fast, and there was a wind gust yesterday, late evening, 57 miles an hour in Saginaw. We are in the low 40 range here. So this storm's going to move fairly fast now today. We'll lose the gusts of winds this morning, but still pretty breezy through the rest of the day. And the showers will be less frequent. And once that pulls out, we clear out pretty fast. Our Friday will turn sunny on us, and then Saturday looks sunny. So the Spartan homecoming parade, a little chilly, about 50 degrees, but at least it'll be a comfortable, dry evening. And then for the big game, the high on Saturday afternoon will be 58. So it'll be a little cool because it's a night game, but still, the weather turns out perfect, we'll throw a couple of showers back into the picture on Sunday. So it's going to get out of here fairly fast. This will be the last day of this crummy weather for a couple of days anyways.
I see there's a flood advisory for Sycamore Creek in Holt. Do you think we'll have any other challenges with possible flooding?
You know, they watch the typical rivers, that one, and also the Looking Glass River up in DeWitt and Eagle. They keep an eye on those. The rain was steady. There was quite a bit of it. But it came down over a long period of time, so that's helpful. It doesn't onslaught those rivers. But Sycamore Creek is notorious for flooding the old golf course, and so they'll have that flood advisory up for a few days.
All right, instead of the Farmer's Almanac, I'm going to go to the Provenzano Almanac. Well, what's the rest of the year look like weather-wise?
I think the cold air is obviously coming quicker. It did last year. This really is no different. This is what's called an El Nino winter, which means the water temperatures in the Pacific Ocean are cooler than normal. And for our neck of the woods, that usually makes it a very active winter. Now, the last couple of winters, we've missed on the storm tracks. They've been, Milwaukee area got hit hard the last two winters, 100-plus inches of snow. So you don't know where that storm track is quite going to set up, but it does put you in a very active winter. Let's put it this way. I'm going to go purchase a new snowblower. So if that helps you out any.
And, Andy, before we let you go, you're always involved in community, whether it's with charities or helping kids understand weather. What do you got going on in the next month or so?
Well, you know, my biggest charity is what's called the Carefree Medical Clinic. They're in Pennsylvania in Lansing, and they see patients, families, unemployed, people who don't have insurance. And so we're always trying to find new fundraisers for them, constantly trying to do things. Normally in the fall we have our Celebrity Dancing with the Stars, but we're going to push that to the springtime. So that keeps me busy, and of course we're in the schools all the time. Bath Elementary is on my next site next Monday, so always constantly trying to spread the science and education.
All right, now is it 5:36 and 11? You're on Channel 10.
Yeah, 5, 6, and 11. Yep.
All right.
And, we have our 24-hour weather channel on 10.2.
All right, Andy. As always, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, stay dry.